Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Colombo, and I'm here doing a little 15-minute special and right here on Colombo Chronicles Live. And my topic tonight is, why does Dr. Jerome Corsi fear that Mueller is going to issue an indictment? It's a sad day for me and America today because I came across an article stating that 42 Americans in California so far have been found dead from the deadliest fire in California ever in the U.S. history at a time when the elections of 2018 appear to be corrupted in several states. A lot of bad things have happened to California since Governor Brown took office and the Democrats took over California. We have sanctuary cities, tent cities, poop cities. They are turning our cities into ghettos. And we have outbreaks of typhus in L.A. near Skid Row. We've had outbreaks of hepatitis C, a rare disease from the foreign unidentified invaders and illegals that have come into our state, California, through the open border policies of the Democrats and rhinos and the globalists. So I don't know if they're intending to spread a disease, call out a plague, and call out martial law, call out civil unrest, because foreign invaders are headed towards our border by the tens of thousands. Should they break through, that would probably cause civil unrest as well. So perhaps that's exactly what they're intending to do. And all those involved should be arrested, in my opinion, who are encouraging the takeover and the takedown of the Constitution, sovereignty, and the American way of life. Freedom, liberty, rights, free enterprise, the right to think, the right to choose, the right to make decisions on how they want their children taught and so forth, all being taken away slowly but surely by the Democrats. I also pray that Americans can restore fair elections and that the people who commit voter fraud will be arrested. My main topic tonight, though, is a man who millions of Americans respect. He's a hard worker. He's an author. He did extensive research related to the eligibility of the former president, Barack Hussein Obama, also known as Barry Sotoro. I just read an article that stated he feared Dr. Jerome Corsi, that the special investigator, Robert Mueller, was going to indict him when Americans were told that the Mueller investigation was to target those involved in the Russian dossier. But it appears to be extending like an octopus to the Trump supporters, because so far Trump's former lawyer, Mr. Cohen, has been arrested on general Flynn was charged with perjury, and Paul Manafort was under investigation. And now we have Dr. Jerome Corsi under investigation, according to the news article, who fears that Mueller will indict him. It feels more like a warning to Trump supporters, to the conservatives, than a Russian dossier investigation, because his tentacles are spreading far and reaching into the Trump supporters and into areas that most Americans don't understand what it has to do with the Russian dossier, but maybe we'll find out in the future. Because it's cost the taxpayers so far for about the past 2 years, about $30 million. And that number is increasing. So this is a very sad day in America. And, you know, it just makes me feel very, very sad that a wonderful man who is a conservative, God-fearing man, who does investigative reporting for the American people, well-respected, is in this position. The Washington Times reported Jerome Corsi says he's being indicted in the Mueller probe, and he says, my only crime was that I support President Donald J. Trump. This is very scary and very sad for America, not just for Dr. Corsi and his family, but for America to witness what is happening to our country. Not for our country, but to our country and to the conservative Americans. Jerome Corsi, the former chief writer of WorldNet Daily, said on Monday he expects special counsel Robert Mueller will indict him in the next couple of days for giving false information to investigators probing Russian interference in the 2016 election. I'm going to be criminally charged, Mr. Corsi said during his YouTube live stream. As of today, right now, I expect to be indicted. This is an elderly gentleman. This isn't a young man. Mr. Corsi did not provide more details beyond saying that he was subpoenaed by the FBI in late August. He said he handed over two computers and gave Mueller prosecutors access to his cell phone, email, and Twitter accounts. A spokesman for the special counsel's office declined to comment. Negotiations were ongoing between Mr. Corsi's legal team and federal prosecutors for the past 2 months, but those talks recently broke down, he said. I still feel like I have nothing to hide, but you can't talk to them for 2 months without some confusion, he said on the live stream. Mr. Corsi accused investigators of setting up a perjury trap by blocking him from seeing the documents and statements they referenced during his interview. He said his mind was mush after speaking with investigators for so long. During the live stream, Mr. Corsi said his only crime was that I support the president, Donald J. Trump. Now I'm going to have to go to prison for the rest of my life because I dared to oppose the deep state, he said, claiming the Justice Department was run by criminals. Well, that feeling is not just one man seeing all the corruption going on in this country, but it's prevalent around the country. Millions of people feel that way. I still feel like I have nothing to hide, he said, but you can't talk to them for 2 months without some confusion. Well, of course, I mean, anyone who has never dealt with the legal system doesn't understand how frightening it is and how intimidating it can be, how humiliating it can be, how scary it is not knowing what their goal is. Prosecutors have one goal. Their goal is to prosecute. You can be nice to them, and you can give them all the information, and they'll be nice to you. But their goal, as their title says, is to prosecute. NBC News reported last month that the Mueller team is investigating whether Mr. Corsi may have known in advance that emails from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were hacked and turned over to WikiLeaks. The report said investigators have spent weeks interviewing many Corsi associates, inquiring what they knew about his contacts with WikiLeaks and its founder, Julian Assange. WikiLeaks published thousands of hacked emails from the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign. Federal prosecutors are probing whether Mr. Corsi knew WikiLeaks had passed the hacked emails to Roger Stone, a longtime Republican political operative and lobbyist. Mr. Corsi said during his live stream he did not meet with Mr. Assange, whom he called a journalist. Also, I want to mention that it's stunning to me that Hillary Clinton could walk off while she was employed by the taxpayers and appointed by Obama to be the Secretary of State. And for 2 years, she, without authorization, walked off with 33,000 classified and non-classified emails that were government property, and she taught the staff at the State Department how to handle sensitive materials and cybersecurity because she was seen on video doing so. And she's a lawyer, and she was First Lady of Arkansas and in the White House, and she knows the law. And she was a senator of New York. And so if she taught the class, then she definitely knew that she was not authorized to remove classified and non-classified government property. And then somehow it was shared on Huma Abedin's computer, and Huma Abedin's family are longtime generational Muslim Brotherhood links who work for the Muslim Brotherhood and publish articles for the Muslim Brotherhood. So shouldn't they be looking into whether or not Huma Abedin's emails were hacked by her or shared by the Muslim Brotherhood and her parents? I would think that would be one of the number one priorities, considering that the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization, according to Egyptian government and the FBI, allegedly says it's a terrorist organization, and whose stated and written and strategic goal is to wipe out all of Western civilization and dominate the entire world with their own people. So I think that would have been one of the top priorities. But apparently I'm not an investigator, so I may not be correct. It's just an opinion. So when asked by Mueller prosecutors about how he appeared to know before anyone else that WikiLeaks had leaked Clinton campaign chair John Podesta's emails. Why aren't they going after John Podesta instead of Mr. Corsi? I mean, and Hillary Clinton, who lied about removing classified documents and then using a hammer and bleach bit to destroy government property, is stunning on its own. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Corsi told them he simply figured it out on his own, according to the NBC News report, just like Hillary Clinton figured it out on her own, how to remove 33,000 classified and non-classified government pieces of property that didn't belong to her without authorization, and no one noticed except her staff who didn't report it. So none of those people are going to get punished. They all got the golden path. So this is rather stunning on its own. Mr. Stone has drawn... Mr. Stone, I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, there's some crazy stuff going on here. Mr. Stone has drawn scrutiny from Mueller's team. It's not the way we were told justice works, but okay. Since February, the special counsel has spoken to at least 10 people questioning them about Mr. Stone's finances, political contacts, and relationship with Mr. Assange. Mr. Stone has adamantly denied playing a role in the release of Clinton's emails, insisting that anything he passed on was already in the public domain. Well, of course it was in the public domain. I mean, their lawyers should be arguing that, hey, Hillary Clinton removed 33,000 emails. They were already shared on a home computer over at Huma Abedin's home. And therefore, anyone could have hacked into them, especially since the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians are linked into our communications in America and invested in them. And there's worldwide hackers. Hello. So if Hillary's team hacked into them to destroy them, then anyone could have hacked into them. Good grief. On his live stream, Mr. Corsi asked for help paying his legal expenses through PayPal. Mr. Corsi said at his age of 72, he could die in prison if he's indicted. This is so sad. I mean, this is so sad and pathetic because anyone could have hacked into those emails. Anyone in the world. Russia, China, the Middle East, Iran, Saudi Arabia. We have the Awan brothers who were hacking into the Democratic computers. How come nobody cares about any of that? I mean, it's absolutely stunning and confusing to we, the people, the American people, as to why none of those people are being held accountable for what they did. Because if they hadn't done it, Mr. Corsi and Mr. Stone and everybody else wouldn't be under investigation or arrested. Common sense, law enforcement 101. So, an author and political commentator, some consider Mr. Corsi the founder of the so-called birther movement, which the birther movement, I mean, it's such a stupid name because you were either born in the USA or you weren't, and everyone born in the USA except for this one birth certificate is missing. Every other birth certificate in the 240 some years is available, but that one birth certificate went missing. And then Obama's published bio stated that he was born in Kenya. The Kenyan parliament was on video stating he was born in Kenya, and they had his birth certificate on file. And the grandmother, the Kenyan grandmother, was on video because Philip Berg accessed the video when he filed his lawsuit for eligibility, and she stated that she was present at the hospital in Kenya when Obama was born. And then Obama stated on video, which you can access and see, when he was giving a speech that he was not in the USA, he was born in Kenya. And then his wife calls and says that, I mean, states that they were going to visit his homeland. And then Obama was recently in Kenya talking to his people, and he stated that he was proud and happy to have been born in Kenya. So it's all just, there's no such thing as a birther movement. It's just a question as to, was the birth certificate altered? Because Sheriff Arpaio, forensic experts, Detective Zulu, alleged that the birth certificate and the certificate of live birth and all the forensic experts that studied it and researched it, and that's what they do for a living, stated that it was a fraud and forged. So alleged to be a fraud and alleged to be forged. And so that's not a birther movement. Those are questions, because the American people have a right to know who is being voted into the highest offices in the land. They have a right to know that they're voting for a eligible natural-born American as required by Article 2 of the United States Constitution. And they also raise the question of how could he be a natural-born American eligible to be U.S. president if he's a Indonesian national who was legally adopted by Lolo Sotoro, who changed his name to Barry Sotoro, who changed Obama's name to Barry Sotoro legally, and then attended school in Indonesia for several years. And Indonesian government at that time, because I did some research on it, required that the child had to be adopted and automatically relinquished his U.S. citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen. So upon returning into the USA, no one knows if he was repatriated, because no one wants to give the American people any information. So Dr. Corsi now is in the middle of this. Roger Stone is in the middle of this. Mr. Cohen, Paul Manafort, General Kelly, and so many others are in the middle of this situation because of Hillary Clinton removing 33,000 emails and without authorization, and lying about removing classified emails. And Mr. Comey, former FBI director, said there were classified emails in the 33,000 emails that were removed that belong to the government and to the American people. So there you have it. And so I want you to pray for everyone involved, and even Mr. Mueller, so that he can see clearly, and all of the persons who are involved in these, either involved in the removal and the destruction of U.S. government property, and especially for Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's 72 years old. He should not have been in this position, in my opinion, because this is America, and there's freedom of speech, and we should be able to express freedom of speech and support and vote for whoever we want and write about whoever we want without being targeted. It's a very sad time in our country. And Americans, if you believe in God, this is the time to get on your knees and pray for the nation to repent from their sins, all people, and to ask God's forgiveness and to place his hand on the United States of America for protection. And that's the only way we're going to win this battle between evil versus good. And it is a spiritual battle of evil versus good. So God bless you. God bless America. And may God keep his hand on Dr. Jerome Corsi and all Americans and all people everywhere who are suffering and hungry and homeless and cold and tired and are under living under tyranny and evil people. God bless you. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you tune into Columbo Chronicles with the Rose. And I'll talk to you on Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., God willing, with another special guest from around the world.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live. Rose Columbo is signing off and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.